Sometimes, you know, we can ask the Lord to open the ears of our heart, but actually the obstacle that he has to overcome first is our selective hearing. We hear things the way we want to hear them, and we hear what we want to hear, and we tune out everything else that doesn't actually come into alignment with what we think we want to hear at this particular time. So maybe our prayer needs to be, Lord, deliver me from selective hearing. There are many in the body of Christ who are presenting their hearts, they say, to him, while there is a boulder like the one that was over the door of the tomb preventing their hearts being got at by God. And he's standing there, hands on hips, saying, you've put a boulder in the way, my darling. You're selective in your hearing about what I want to speak to you about. Don't talk to me about that. Talk to me about this, because this is what I want. So if you're being convicted of selective hearing while you're listening to this, maybe you need to ask the Lord, Lord, deliver me from selective hearing, please. I just don't want it anymore. You need your heart prepared. You need the way of the Lord prepared within your own heart. And now is the time. So just set yourself to allow him to do what he wants to do in you right now, and stop preventing him by your efforts at self-preservation, because that's what it boils down to, my darlings. You're trying to preserve something. Your fear is centered on self-preservation and all the defense mechanisms that you've put up to stop being got at by anyone, including him. So let this message sink down deep into your ears and reach your heart, eh? God bless.